Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Chris Abadi, who's president with Novita Communications. Chris, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing very well.
Thanks for being with me. You agreed to be my correspondent or woman on the street for the ICFF trade fair that's going on in your backyard in New York City. So before we get into that, talk a little bit about Novita Communications.
Well, yeah, Kemp, we're a New York-based PR marketing agency focused on the design industry. We've been working for over 20 years with the Italian tile industry, but we also work with other design-related clients in lighting and furniture.
So this ICFF show is in the Javits Convention Center in New York City, right?
That's right. It takes over a part of the Javits. It's about 145,000 square feet gross. So it's a nice size show, and I think it's been there for years.
And ICFF stands for, it's the International Contemporary Furniture Fair.
That's right. It's, you know, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think they should be changing it to furnishings because there's so much in more than furniture there. And it's kind of the sister show, the U.S. show, in response in a way to the Milan Furniture Fair, which happens in April each year. So it's the big U.S. design show that covers all the sectors in the design industry.
Okay. Who comes to this show?
Well, you know, it's really strong on the A&D side. When you look at their numbers, they say it's about 56% A&D out of a total attendee base last year of 23,400. Now, they haven't released their numbers for this year yet because we're still on dates. Today will be day three of the show. But it seems robust. I will say the morning starts a little slow, but by midday it's packed. You know, then the other percentage breaks down. A lot of retailers and distributors will come and look for new lines there. There are manufacturers there, reps, et cetera. But the bulk, or the greatest percentage, is our architects and designers.
All right, and so it started, I think it started Saturday, and today's Monday, and it goes through till tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, it's open until, I think, 4 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is open to the general public as well, so you know people can just come and take a look and bring clients. You know, clients can come with their designers, et cetera. So there's a big influx of consumers coming in on Tuesday.
And I'm sure you go to this show every year. So how does it compare to previous years?
Well, I would say so far this year is feeling really good in terms of the numbers. The aisles have been really full, and all of the exhibitors that we're working with there from Novita seem really happy with the quality and the quantity of people. So far, really good. I don't know, it's hard to gauge, you know, versus last year, but certainly 3 or 4 years ago it was quite packed then too, and then last couple of years was a little bit less, but it feels like we're kind of coming back this year. Just all across the board, we're hearing much more positive comments from the people that the architects are, and designers are working on multiple projects and have questions specifically to projects, so it seems very positive.
Okay.
Someone said, you know, the last couple of years, everyone was talking about why they weren't working or how they just lost their job, mm-hmm. and they're looking for new things to do. And this year, people seem to be coming, and they're with jobs and with projects. And retailers looking for product to buy for their showrooms or for their stores. And I've heard it from multiple people that it seemed like a much more positive overall vibe. Mm-hmm. I mean, the show is very colorful, so I think anyone that would come to it, you know, it's more almost the most colorful show I've ever been to, and across all the ones that I go to each year. I mean, just there's just so much pattern and color and, you know, new material there. There's a big focus on material there. So, I mean, even if it's not your exact market, it's a very inspiring show to go to see what sort of is happening in large and small companies, because there's a real mix of, like, young companies launching and then, you know, more established companies, that like the big guys in furniture that are coming with their new collections.
Okay. Yeah, I did notice that Haworth and some of the big furniture companies are there. So when you start looking at this year, and you were saying, you know, designers come there for inspiration, stuff like that, have you seen anything cool from a product standpoint?
There's just all sorts of neat things from a product standpoint. There's a company, you know, that made a drop ceiling out of cardboard, which I never, they're kind of working with material, but they had a whole, you know, drop ceiling. I mean, it's a kind of a weird thing. You just never know what you're going to see there. But there's just, you know, sort of all sorts of interesting new. There's a wall covering company that just launched, called Trove, that launched a wallpaper made out of stone. It's actually created by crushing stone and mixing it with resin, and then there are multimedia artists that put, you know, pattern over that. So, you know, there's a tile company, one of these Italian group that's got antimicrobial properties within the tile body. That's kind of a ground silver. It's Casa Grande Padana. It's put into the child body to make it antimicrobial. So there's new innovation in technology, and then certainly texture and pattern and, you know, kind of wild colors, et cetera.
And like many shows, there's the fair, the expo where you see the exhibits, but there's also an education series. Anything interesting from that perspective?
Well, you know, today Metropolis Magazine will do a whole series on entrepreneurship, what's sort of next. But it's looking at like global, like how brands are being brought out globally across the world. So I know that like some of the bathroom, like I know Axor is going to be talking about how their faucet line kind of grew and how they work with designers and have reached global markets. And they're a little short 25-minute kind of session, so you can get a real sort of sense of things around the world and how entrepreneurs around the world are working with designers and are working to kind of conquer new markets or get their brands into new markets. So that's kind of a neat format. People can get over there today. It's going to be happening all day, and it's free, and it's open, and people can sit in for 25 minutes and hear. So I know that there are manufacturers and exhibitors from all sorts of countries, Holland, Portugal. There's a kind of a cool Portuguese exhibit on cork as a material for flooring that actually is not taking place in the show. There's a little representation there, but that kind of brings up another point that, like Milan, ICFF has really become a very city-wide show, so across the city and in all different neighborhoods, from Meatpacking to Tribeca to Soho to Chelsea. Showrooms are taking advantage of this moment to do events and launches, and companies are taking over. This one company, Mutina, it's an Italian tile company. They took over an art gallery, and they had Patricia Urquiola bring in all this material and cover the whole area with all these new collections that they're launching, and then they had a big party down there the other night. So it feels a lot like the Milan kind of experience, where you kind of have so many things going on that you don't know which thing to go to next.
Okay, and from a flooring perspective, most of what you see there are ceramic tile, some stone, and some rugs.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, area rugs, stone, and tile, and it seems to be growing as a sector, is my impression. I don't know the exact numbers on that. You know, they're just a mix of materials. Material connection, that material library,
right,
is a big part of the show, and they have a big, you know, kind of library sort of exhibit of their materials, so that's a neat kind of part of it, too.
Okay, great. Well, another area where you and I interface, Chris, is for this Josai show, which is probably starting to ramp up. I know it's October this year, right?
Well, it's in September. It's actually a week earlier in September. So we are starting to ramp up, and we're working on the speaker programs now. We're trying to do a whole program also around Japan and what's happening in Japan, and trying to sort of harness some of the power of the show and the manufacturing to kind of help Japan. So yes, got to start putting that on your calendar. Yeah, it opens on the 20th this year, so it's a week earlier than usual.
All right, great. Well, okay. I look forward to seeing you at Neocon and then there. So again, we've been talking to Chris Abadi, who is the president of Novena Communications at the ICFF show in New York City, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.